Welcome back to Await. We're talking about the coming of Mashiach, and we've learned that it is a foundational element in our faith cradle. Every single Jew is supposed to believe in the coming of Mashiach. How important is it to anticipate the coming of Mashiach? Do we need to be emotionally invested? Do we need to experience a constant yearning? Or is that something that we only say when things are bad? When we're having a lousy day? That's a fair question to ask. And the answer, surprisingly, can be found in an interrogation that all of us might someday face unless Mashiach comes first. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbat, page 31, at the end of side A. Perek Mem Madlikin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, at the end. The Gemara records a teaching from the great sage Rava. Omar Rava, Rava said, "B'shar shemachnisim adam ledin," when a person is brought into judgment. This is a post-mortem event. It's when we are going to face a heavenly tribunal. There's an interview or interrogation. The court, if you will, is going to be asking us a couple of, shall we say, important questions. Questions about how we lived our terrestrial life. Now, Rava bases this on a verse which is found in the prophecies of Isaiah. Nevuas Yeshayahu. Before we go into the details of what exactly that interrogation is going to sound like, let's take a look at the pasuk itself. The verse is found in the 33rd chapter of Yeshayahu HaNavi's prophecies. In the 6th verse, Yeshayahu, prophet Isaiah, before describing the destruction that he foresees, reminds those who live in Zion about the important things, the things that will keep them, the things that will enable them to weather the storm and the turbulent times ahead. Yeshayahu HaNavi said, and this is a quote, "V'hoya emunas itecha choisen," the faithfulness of your times will be strength, or your strength. Now, the Mitzudas David tells us, V'hoya emunas itecha means, kiyum zmancha. This will, in a sense, provide you with a sense of preservation of time. It'll keep time positive and meaningful, maybe save you time. It'll also be chayzek Yeshua secha. It'll be the strength of your redemption or salvation. Rabbi Adin Evin Yisrael, in his commentary, and I'm reading from the English, says that the faithfulness of your times could also be rendered the faith at all times. That is to say, faith isn't something we're supposed to experience on occasion. We should always be filled with a sense of faith. And if we are, that'll be chesed. That'll be, for us, strength. Something that shields us. Specifically, chesed Yeshuas, the strength of salvation. In other words, and again, I'm going back to Rabbi Adin Evin Yisrael, he says, quote, "a permanent source of strength through which you will be saved." So our faith is our strength. It's our faith that has carried us through the most difficult of challenges. through the most harrowing of experiences. We, the Jewish people, have been borne aloft by our faith. The prophet says so. And your wisdom and your knowledge. In other words, it's the study of Torah that keeps or preserves us as a nation. Chochmas vadas. And finally, Yeshayahu Hanavi adds, Yirat Hashem hi otzoro. It is our awe or reverence, a profound sense of respect, often mistranslated as fear, for God, that ultimately is like a storehouse. A storehouse of strength, a storehouse that will enable us to be preserved. So, to sum it up, it is when we have faith. It is when we have a sense of wisdom, knowledge of Torah, punctuated by reverence or awe for Hashem. This is our strength. This is our storehouse. This preserves us and gives us the strength, the salvation, and the knowledge we need. That's the pasuk. That's the verse. And so the Gemara now, in Rava's words, begins to analyze this verse. According to Rava's tradition, these words of Yeshayahu HaNavi actually speak to that very interrogation. Because if this is the thing that's going to maintain us through life, well, then the question will be, did you live life well? Did you maintain spiritual equilibrium? Were you able to nurture and develop the courage, the conviction, and the inner strength, the stamina you might have needed to live life as Hashem ordained it? And so Rava now begins to tell us, what are the most important things? Surprisingly, the term emunas, which we translate as faith, Rava actually translates as faithfulness or trustworthiness in business. The first question, he says, is nasasa v'nasata be'emuna? Did you engage in commerce faithfully? Were you honest? Did you do your business or vocation with integrity? And this seems to be alluded to by the word emuna, which can mean faith or trustworthiness. Were you trustworthy in your business dealings? Wow. Clearly, it's really important for us to be honest. You know that religious guy who ripped you off last week? Well, clearly he's not religious. Because if a person is to live a life that's filled with a sense of religious conviction, they'd have to be honest. You don't behave in an honest or trustworthy fashion at times. It's a way of life. It's something that you always need to do. Clearly very important. It's the first question they'll ask us. What's the next question? Says the Gemara, the next question is, Kovata itim la Torah. Did you establish times for Torah study? Now, the question, of course, is, where'd that come from? It says in the Pasuk, it says that we're talking about emunas itecha, the faithfulness of your times. Indeed, the faithfulness of your times, according to Rava's midrashic understanding of these verses, is that the time refers to the set times for Torah study. Rashi explains, he says, Adam tzarech lehisasek b'derech eretz. People get busy. It's the nature of life. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If there won't be engagement in the normative everyday behavior that yields us a living, so to speak, and enables us to afford life, then there can be no Torah study. So Torah itself mandates that we engage in a vocation, a profession, that we do our business. And yet, that can't supplant Torah study. I once said to somebody, I said, Hashem gives you 24 hours. Can't you give him a few hours back at least an hour to study Torah and to pray a little? He said to me, I'm at my business 12 to 13 hours a day, and that's a mitzvah. So I'm giving God 13 hours of my day. I said to him, it is true that a person should go to work. He said to me, and I'm honest. I never cheat in business. I said, that's beautiful. That's appropriate. It doesn't take the place of Torah study. That's the second question they ask us. You managed to make a living. You did it honestly. That's great. Did you set aside time every day for Torah study? Rashi says, Chutzrach likvoya itim. When it comes to study of Torah, it isn't something we do on occasion. You have to affix a study program and even study times. So it's very important for us to be honest, something that should punctuate the entirety of our life. It's extremely important for us to study Torah on a daily basis. What else is really important about life? Oh, the next question is, Asakta b'piriyah v'rivya. Did you get married? Did you try to raise a family right? Piriyah v'rivya means to be fruitful and multiply, to replicate yourself, your spouse, to bring the next generation of Jewish people into the world. This question is really a loaded one because it's not just did you get married, how did you treat your family? Did you devote yourself to raising the next generation and the one that followed? Major importance. A person who says, hey, I think of family at times, but it's not that important to me, would seem to be missing the point. A good yid is a person who's always thinking about his or her family and always concerned with the education and continued spiritual development of your next generation, your children, your grandchildren, and their children. That's what Jewish continuity is all about. So here we have some very important ideas about living life right, being honest and ethical in business, studying Torah on a daily basis, having the right Yiddishkeit family values. Anything else? Yeah. Now, says Rava, the next question they'll ask you is, Tzipisa li Yeshua, did you await salvation? Rashi says, L'divri hanavim. This refers to the words of the prophets. The commentaries on Rashi simply say, Shenivu al hageula. What did the prophets speak about? In the Rambam's words, when he says, Mashiach and prophets, his statement is, Kol hasforim meleim bedavar hazeh. The books of prophecy are filled with this idea. How incredible is that? The last question is, Pilpalta b'chokhmah. Did you actually delve into wisdom or just study Torah on the surface? Because it's important that we utilize and invest whatever brain power God's given us to understand Torah in a more profound level. My friends, think about this. The average person will tell you that being honest, that living with integrity, that doing business ethically is extremely important. They're right. It's the first question they're going to ask you. A Jew who is infused with Torah values will tell you that the study of Torah on a daily basis is inherent to who we are as Jewish people. They'll be right. Family values? Even people who aren't properly educated from a Torah perspective somehow know that Jewish continuity and ensuring the next generation is probably the single most important thing any of us could do. Hey, there's a fourth question. Tzipisa li Yeshua. So is it enough just to believe in Mashiach? Rava doesn't say, they'll ask you, did you believe in God? Did you believe in the truth of Torah and mitzvahs? Did you subscribe to the concept of reward and punishment? There are these principles of faith. Yud Gimel Ikrim, 13 principles. There's no mention of faith credo. In fact, in Rava's words, the concept that's alluded to in the pasuk with the words be'emuna is not faith at all, but trustworthiness, ethical conduct in business. And yet, when it comes to yearning for Mashiach, that's a question we get asked. Chosen Yeshuas, our strength, or chosen, as Menachem Meshev Nefesh points out, that if you take a look in the book of Numbers, where we hear the word nachala, which means inheritance, that this kind of lines up with the idea of chosen. Achasana is how Unkelus renders it. So our strength, that's our children. Other commentaries pointed that Father Jacob said with regard to his firstborn, Kochi v'reshit oni, you are my strength. We invest our strength in our families and our children, and we should. But the next question isn't if you believed in Mashiach, did you anticipate? Did you yearn for? Was the coming of Mashiach an important part of your emotional well-being? An emotionally healthy Jew is a Jew who yearns for, anticipates, and awaits Mashiach every single moment of his or her life. So yeah, clearly, there is an anticipatory mandate. And clearly, it isn't a little thing. It's big. I want to conclude by sharing with you some incredible words that the Rebbe said and later edited. He spoke about this very Gemara, Tzipisi LeYeshua. And the Rebbe said, and this is a quote from an edited Sicha from the summer of 1988. It's in Sefer HaSichas Tavshem Memches, page 533, second volume. Quote, V'yesh lahadgish, we should underline and emphasize Be'inyan zeh, with regard to this subject of Tzipisi LeYeshua. Dovor shaloi kol echad v'echad som leiv elof, something that a lot of people haven't really paid much attention to. V'leyoid, not only have many people unfortunately not paid attention, ella rather, yesh ke'elu shereitzim lehit aleim chas v'shalom yizeh, there are those who wish to simply gloss over or ignore this Torah teaching. So you'll say, well, it's a Gemara. It's like a Medrash. It's a story. It's talking about questions of a future interrogation that you and I will have to face if Mashiach doesn't come first. But, you know, I'm a halachic Jew. I follow the codes, the rulings of Torah. Well, guess what, said the Rebbe. The Rambam, when he speaks about Mashiach, says, and we've quoted this multiple times in previous episodes, the Rambam issues a psak din borur, a clear ruling. And the ruling is, quote, kol mi sheini maimin bay, anybody who doesn't believe in the Messiah, Mashiach, or mi sheini mechake libiyosei, or he doesn't await, it means to anticipate, the coming of Mashiach, not only is he denying the words and the prophecies of all the Nevi'im, Torah u'b'Moshe Rabbeinu, that becomes a denial of Torah and Moses himself. Because the Torah has borne testimony. In summation, it's very clear that it is not enough for us simply to believe in Mashiach, but we actually have to live with anticipation. It's hard to anticipate something you know nothing about, something you've never really learned or found any information on, which is why the Rebbe emphasized it's so critically important for us to learn about the era of Mashiach and to know as much as possible, to engage in conversation, to investigate to the best of our ability, so that we might experience the proper yearning for Mashiach, and the yearning itself is a powerful agent to accelerate the process of redemption, but that's for another upcoming episode. Thank you so much for joining. May Hashem help us that our learning influence the way we live. May we live with yearning and anticipation and merit the coming of Mashiach b'mheira, ubi amenu speedily, and in our days, amen. Thanks again for joining.